And just take a wild guess here, but I think that there may be one or two people that may want to hear your thoughts on professional sports and professional sport teams. But before you get into that, let me just ask you, how about those A's? How about those kids?
I don't look at the paper more than 400 or 500 times a day. Yeah, I'm very superstitious, but we are on a good run, and things are breaking for us. If the Angels can continue to lose, that would be helpful if any of you have any influence that way. We have a great bunch of young men. It's a team without problems of that sort of nature.
How about Chavez? I'm a little worried about him. Is he going to be up and going when we get the boys of summer together?
Well, he is a young man who, young to me, who dates back to when I remember baseball. I remember Yogi Berra would break his thumb during a game, finish the game, and go home, you know, go out. Eric...
We won't get into that, what he did after the game.
Eric actually went up to our manager the other day and said, look, he said, why don't you rest for a while? He's got some tendonitis. He said, no, I'll tell you what, bat me ninth, I just want to play. That kind of attitude among professional athletes is very difficult to find, and then it permeates the entire team. So far, so good. We're very lucky to have most of these guys you would take, you know, be happy to have your daughter meet if you had a daughter. And that's how I sort of view looking at them. They're all, as a group and as individuals, are terrific. I was a little surprised by it.
Well, let's hope it keeps going. And the strength that you're playing with now, I have the feeling that it will. Just to talk about soccer for a moment, you know, I remember back when our children were young and playing soccer, and what a great experience it was to go to earthquake games, not only with our children, but the other team members and their parents, and the tailgating before a game was an incredible opportunity. As a matter of fact, some of those people that we did those things with, 20 years later, we're still best of friends. How do we bring those good old days back?
Well, I actually have never attended an earthquake game, but...
That's why we want to bring them back.
Prior to moving the team, my partner John Fisher and I have been sort of interested in other sports, but soccer is, you know, especially the younger men I'm surrounded by, all their families were spending a lot of time at soccer fields. I didn't realize, actually, there's 9 million kids playing soccer in the United States. So we took an option. The only one, as we were told, the first and last one that Major League Soccer is going to grant, to try and bring soccer back to the Bay Area. We had nothing to do with the earthquakes leaving, coming, going, whatever went on here. I really wasn't on top. I had other things I was doing. We have... hired staff who are here. We were going to open an office, which you'll see in the Fairmont. It'd be a really pretty neat office. It's a combination A's and Earthquakes office, which will open by somewhere in September. We had the reason Mark Abbott, the president of Major League Soccer, was here was we had an all-day session yesterday on what we're doing next. Our option, I'll make it real clear, is for the entire Bay Area and actually laps into Sacramento. Gets a little technical then. And we're ready to go, except we need a venue. We need a path to a venue, meaning about a 18,000 to 20,000 seat facility. We have architect on board. We've got all the tools. We have everything, you know, but the venue. And we're talking to areas in San Jose. Harry's been very helpful, his people. We're talking in Santa Clara, we're talking in Fremont, we're talking in San Francisco. What we're hearing from the soccer people, I think there's a few here today, is that just get it going. We, you know, we'll drive over there if we have to, wherever that is. Or my preference, of course, is to be in this area. But what do we need? We need a site, and we need a creative government. We're not looking for a bond issue. We have another way of doing it, which I won't go into great detail here, and you'll fall asleep on me. So we're not trying to tap the general fund, and but we're looking for a cooperative situation. I'll have to tell you that we don't want to sit through a vote. I'm afraid if we... My theory in California today, if you have a cure for cancer, somebody's going to vote against it. So we're looking for not... And I'm not, and I can name a bunch of cities, I guarantee you that would happen. Of course, not San Jose, but others. But it's a serious business for us, and you'll be hearing from a lot of our staff, various corporations here, and individuals, and the youth soccer. It's just, it's, and then and the A's are involved. We sort of an umbrella over it. And what surprised me is I took Billy Bean and Mike Crowley, who's our president, another member of Billy's staff. We all went to the World Cup. I kept running after them because they're so young and hopping on trains and things. And I was amazed at how deep they're into soccer. I thought all they knew was every baseball player in the world, but they also know every soccer player in the world. And so the interest is there, and the idea is to pull it off, and we're going to work hard to do that.
Any suggestions of what we here in San Jose, that is the business community and the general community, could do to make sure that you and Mr. Abbott know that we're interested in seeing the earthquakes remain to the area they belong in?
I'll just make it real simple. We're looking for a site, and we're looking for a process that can get us there. And I have to say that the city today, we're just getting into it, but they've been very cooperative. So there's nothing else I can ask for at this point. There's nothing missing here. If there was, I'd be the first one crying about it.
Okay, how about that baseball team?
How about? there's been no change in status. As you all know, it's not a secret, we're looking in the Fremont area. As Billy Bean says, it's a golf slice to San Jose city limit, one of his slices. I've exhausted even my fraternity handshake in trying to break the boundary thing that the Giants control
You might elaborate that on that fraternity comment so people know that
the commissioner of baseball and I go back so far that we're fraternity brothers. I wasn't with him as much as he remembers because he was always in the library and I didn't know where the library was. He's a very committed person. He really is the final and only decision maker. If he makes a deal with somebody, he sticks to it, and he has a deal with the Giants, and long before any of us were involved, or at least some of us, and we have a bunch of districts. Our district is Alameda and Contra Costa County. It should be Alameda, Contra Costa, and Santa Clara. I have this much information proving that it should be ours. But the commitment was made by the ownerships of baseball a long time before I got involved. And I can't tilt this windmill any longer. So, I'm just being very factual. This is the same statement we've made before. It's not a matter of money because the Giants, we've talked to them, they're very decent people. They want to maintain their district. They claim that, and I think it's true, that they're banking relationships are based on that. So, we could talk about it for decades, but I don't have that many left to go, so I'm, I wish I was, I don't know if it's television or not, but I got one last erection, I want to do it at a baseball park.
Okay, well let's move right along here then. Speaking of, no, we won't get into that, but I don't know if this next question is going to be a feed-in.
I'm sure you're old friends.
We are now. My next question was going to be, you're always so intense with business and deal-making. What do you like to do for fun? Now, maybe you've already answered that, but I'll just go ahead and throw it out there for you anyway.
I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I'm really enjoying this baseball. And the thing I enjoy about it, which is sort of unfair to this audience, but at the team level, there's only one decision maker. And at the Major League Baseball, boy, it makes life a lot easier. You know, I'm not suggesting we have a fascist government, but it sure works well for me, and it makes things so much simpler. And luckily, thanks to local area man Steve Schott and Ken Hoffman, who's also in the East Bay, they handed us one of the best run businesses I've ever seen. Discipline, creative, the staff we have. The first day I went into my office, I have an office, I didn't realize I had an office there, big desk, and after about 2 hours I thought, what the hell am I supposed to do next? I mean, you know, when's the coffee break here? Because everything's taken care of. I have a great relationship with our general manager. We BlackBerry till the point where my wife's ready to divorce me over it. And his too. So everything's fine and it's fun. So I do that for fun and I try and work out, especially when I look at these guys who are working out. But they get paid to work out. I mean, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is neat to look at those guys again. No. I tarry a bit here. We are going to start to take questions from the audience, so if you haven't turned yours in, please do. Lou, the first question is, have you been following the situation with the San Jose County Fairgrounds? And you may know that yesterday they voted not to continue with their plans to build a development on that site. How could it become a soccer stadium?
Well,
soccer stadium site.
You know, that's another, I didn't think, I mean, I saw it in the paper today, that could be a good location. I'm not suggesting it isn't. I did follow the activity. I'm very friendly with some people at the who are trying to develop it at the fairgrounds, you know, House of Blues, I think it was, for a while. That was a tragedy, that whole thing. That's the kind of stuff, it really makes me ill. What the hell do we do? What are we fighting with the county and vice versa? Passing money back and forth and putting that aside, yeah, that could be a possible soccer location.
Can you speak to the importance of cities and other major institutions downtown like San Jose State University? What importance does a university play to a major city?
It can be as good or as bad as you want it, and it should be good. I'll have to tell you the new president, it's like a breath of fresh air. I've met a couple of times with him. I can go back to where we tried to link up the downtown, you know, it was like a moat that you couldn't cross. I can name the person who was the chancellor or the president at that time. I thought, I walked in, I said, there's so many things students can do back and forth. And there's been nothing until this gentleman, maybe before, I've lost track a little bit. The library is a good, fantastic example of cooperation. This should be like Westwood is to UCLA, and you guys know where you've gone to school, and it's just a shame, but I think it's a big asset, and I think we ought to jump on it while this gentleman is in power.
All right. Can you tell us more about your experience at the World Cup?
Yeah, I didn't realize the power of soccer. I didn't realize how much the nationalities, of course, enjoyed it. We did not see a lot of problems. We went to the U.S. Brazil game, the one that died.
Italy, yeah.
And that town, there's maybe 80,000 people, there's probably 400,000 there that day, all drinking and having fun. I didn't see any, there were a lot of security, but I didn't see any problem. It was just so wonderful. And then you look at the television ratings, and then you're sort of embarrassed when you think that they they're better than the NBA game and this game and that. So soccer is real. It's taken a long time. We're hoping that we're hitting it right.
Three questions here, Lou, and this will be the last questions that we'll take. Your option with the Quakes, is there a time frame or a time limit for you to restart the franchise? I hear MLS will stop adding teams once they reach the goal of 16 teams in 2010.
We have a 3-year option period. I can't comment on that. They say, you know, look, who wouldn't want a major league franchise in the Bay Area? I mean, I can't imagine if they had 60 teams, they wouldn't want one here, but that's not my call. I think they are they don't want to have too many teams, but I think that they will reach a limit, I guess.
This question is, I understand that the Women's Professional Soccer League will relaunch in 2008. Have you had meetings with them about locating a team in San Jose alongside with the Earthquakes?
I may have had a call or two, but I'm turning it over to David Alioto, who's sitting here, who's heading up the soccer farm.
So David Alioto is the person to
contact call him with
this.
All your soccer questions, please.
All right. David, hang around. If territorial rights were not an issue, would San Jose be an option for the A's? And if so, what would you need to hear from San Jose, and from whom would you need to hear it? And I think you've probably answered that a couple of times, but we'll give it one more shot.
Well, it is. It's a hypothetical. It is not an option. And if some of you followed me around for the last 3 years, you'd find out I gave it a shot, or two, or three, or four, or five. So, look, San Jose is a major U.S. city. Should have anything any other major U.S. city has, in my opinion.
Lou, let me just say on behalf of the San Jose business community and all of those people that are here today, we really appreciate your taking the time to talk with us, to be as candid as you have been about the good things about San Jose, the things that we need to work on, and especially I'd like to thank you for your long-time commitment to our city. Decades of investment, decades of your time, and decades of your passion. So let's give Lou a round of applause. Thank you.